Moore Mountain and Poen.
And let's add Kate Moore to the mix, too.
And Christian Weaver.
Yes, Weaver.
In studio. Coming up at 8:30, we're going to, since we missed Graffiti yesterday, Graffiti at 8:30. No Chuck Gatlin today, but we do have to do a family feud. Justin will carry on without Chuck. We'll let Christian team up with Justin. And what do we have to play for, Christian? Do we know?
Trav's tickets.
Trav tickets, okay.
I thought you said Trump tickets for a second. I don't know why I thought that. Real quick, Baz, let me say hello to Dee Dee. I went over to Ava Bella yesterday and had Michael Glenn. He's a listener of the show and all that. He gave me a massage. This dude, let me tell you something. It was a deep tissue. It wasn't a painful deep tissue, but it was deep enough that he got some knots out. I mean, he knows.
Got the knots out.
He gives sports massage. He's worked with athletes before. And, dude, I'm telling you right
now.
Dude. I'm telling you. And I've got to go back. And you've said that. A lot of people don't give a lot of credit to massages as they should. And he worked out. Now, I still have a little soreness or a little numbness in my... But I think that's just because I haven't done anything with it. He gave me some great stretches to do. He worked out the knots. I can move. I got more mobility now. He told me what I need to do to prepare for that.
Keep it up.
Do a few exercises. So thank you.
I've had to watch Michael Glenn. I have to watch you in pain, dude, Christian. Every day Roger rubs his shoulder.
But he did it. And thank you to Dee Dee and everybody. And I think they're still celebrating their, what is this, their 21st year in business?
I think it's right.
21st year. Yeah. And shout out to my good buddy, Dee Dee's boy, Alex. He and Aubrey are in their vehicle right now, and they are headed to school. So shout out to my buddy Alex and to Aubrey. Thank y'all very much for listening to us on your way to school. Have a great year. A
couple things. According to our Milton Eaton Air text line, Solomon Burke was the original singer of Cry to Me. In 2016, Mark Broussard recorded the song, which became a hit as well. Mm-hmm. Also says Tom Jones does a good version of Cry to Me on the European version of The Voice. I think I've heard that too.
I play the Broussard part more, but I couldn't think of his name when I was struggling to think of the name of the song.
Today is National Couples Day, in addition to National Fajita Day and National Mail Order Catalog Day. Mm-hmm. I did get a chance, Rogers, I mentioned, to take some pieces of equipment to Justin last night, of the plug for the tie line. Mm-hmm. Got a chance to see the kids. I tell you, I've been really blessed to have a chance to be around Roger, your kids, and to be involved with Zach, watching him. You know, remember when I helped him get that job at Yaya's?
Was it Yaya's or Zaza's?
Yaya's. He ends up making more money than you were making.
He was, still is.
But anyway, it was cool to see
your
kids and watch them grow up. And then it's always fun for Uncle Baz to go out to Poen and see those kids. And Justin, yours and Kate's kids are so impressive, just great kids. And Ella was, she's recovering from her Tommy John. Showed the scars there, Raj.
Wow.
And then to see Klein, who's getting ready to be you know what she's going to do? She's going to cover the song.
Cry to Me?
No, that's the what's the tough song that you sing, you covered, Justin? That was
the Motley Crue. Motley Crue. Home Sweet Home.
So Klein's going to do that at one of her performances. And then you got Kennedy and South. You know, South is a little muscle. He's just one little muscle.
He's just one muscle.
He's got no fat on him.
He's a boy.
He's got no fat on him. But anyway, we hung out last night, so I didn't realize, Roger. I looked around at freaking 11 o'clock.
Were y'all playing Monopoly or something?
We just covered a lot of ground. And Justin got his hair cut, and I had gotten his hair cut, and I'd forgotten. It sort of shocked me when he first took his hat off. I was like, man, well, of course, we hadn't seen him. It's been since I hadn't seen you since Hot Springs, right? That was the day of the bathtub races.
Yes, it was.
Is that not crazy?
Yes, it was.
Seems like that was forever ago. We've got some folks coming up a little bit later that are doing some great things for kids in the 9 o'clock hour. But, Roger, let's do Graffiti at 8:30.
All right.
Let's get that done since we had a chance.
See, what was weird last night, he left about 11. It was odd. Raj, about, I don't know, 10:30, 25 till, something like that. He's wanting to play strip poker. I'm going, dude, it's really not the time or the place. It turned into Naked Twister.
Well,
I'm like,
Justin,
dude,
you need to,
what's wrong with you?
You and Kate need to watch The Invite. You've got to watch that.
You should. It's good.
It is a fascinating.
The Invite?
It's called The Invite. It's just out.
Okay.
It's really
it's funny.
Do y'all know any swingers?
By the way.
It is about outside of Baz, no.
It is about swingers. And Ed Norton, whose birthday is today, is actually
I really do know some swingers. Do you really?
Well, yeah. What's here in Arkansas?
No. In Nashville, in the music business. It's funny.
Anything else you want to share?
Let me compile a list of stories to see if any of them are appropriate for the air. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No stories involving me or my wife. Well, at least not me. I'm not around Kate 24 hours a day, so
well,
I don't know.
Well, y'all both are pretty spicy. What about Robert Redford? We got chance.
The hell does that mean?
we've talked about Patrick Swayze. It's also the birthday of the great Robert Redford, which you could probably make the argument, Roger. He was for several decades the, you know, you had Brad Pitt.
Idol, matinee
yeah, yeah,
idol.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Brad Pitt had it in the 90s or whatever. Yeah. But Robert Redford, what, in the 70s?
Yeah. 70s, if you watch The Sting with him and Paul Newman, a young Robert Redford, you could see Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
100%. I agree.
I've never seen The Sting.
You should watch
Christian, it. Will you help me? Will you keep a running tote on what I need to see? The one with
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull, and then what was the other one with De Niro? The funny one. That I haven't seen that one.
Analyze This and That?
No, the other Midnight one, The Train, Run. Midnight Run. I haven't seen that one. Yeah. And then keep a running list, and I have not seen
there's a long list.
This thing.
What movie did you say at my house you hadn't seen last night? We were talking about it.
What was that?
You know what I'm talking about?
I can't remember what it was.
You remember the conversation, though?
We covered so much. We talked for 2 hours, so I can't remember now. Oh, by the way, Michael Marion.
You'll hit me like.
Michael Marion
You've
said,
never seen All the President's Men either,
nope,
right?
I have not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two words. Reed Dick.
Listen, Mr. IMDb over there, IMCW, knows it all. So Michael Marion says, I met Patrick Swayze during my years as a music agent in L.A. Great guy. By the way, Patrick Swayze is not much taller than Justin, about the same size as Justin.
Wow.
So there you go.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I never would have guessed that.
Yeah.
Massive head.
So the other one.
Love that I'm the barometer. Thank you, Michael.
Out of Africa, Ordinary People, A River Runs Through It.
Yeah, he directed Ordinary
Eight
People.
8 Mile. Kate just did. I haven't seen 8 Mile.
That's right. That's
eight
right.
Mile.
That's
have you seen
right.
8 Mile, Roger?
No.
Have you not?
No.
Yeah.
What do you think, Christian? Good movie?
It's solid.
Yeah, I
like
it.
I like it. Whoa!
Here's what I'm going to watch. Here's what I'm going to watch.
You don't like that?
I don't want to watch it. I want to watch a movie.
You don't like Eminem?
It doesn't move.
I think the story is interesting to me.
Is it? Yeah. I don't know. Does,
I think it's amazing.
Does his mom get naked in it?
Whoa. You went there.
His mom's Kim Basinger.
I don't know about his
That's all I know. There's a movie with Redford and Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier, yes.
And Ben Kingsley and a few other. I like that.
Sneakers.
Yeah.
Sneakers.
And I like that.
Also,
movie. Christian Slater.
Oh, that's
in
that one.
Is it
Slater?
No, it's River Phoenix.
The dead one, yeah.
Justin, in music news I was going to share with you, I don't know if you were on the show with us when we mentioned this last week. So Ella Langley, who's coming to the Simmons Bank Arena, sold out. Choosing Texas, says headline, is closer to making Hot 100 history. So, it's number one, Choosing Texas, for an 18th week on the Hot 100. It's 1 week away from tying the record for longest leading single at 19 weeks. Justin, do you know who has the record?
I don't.
Well, first of all, Shaboozy's Tipsy and Old Town Road by Nas? Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. So they're at 19 weeks.
Okay. Hey, guys. If you guys will excuse me, I'm going to climb up on the roof of my home. It's been nice knowing y'all.
But the record is 22 weeks, and Roger, I'll go to you. Which one? Who has it? What's the song? Most weeks at number one on this Hot 100.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey is correct. Extra credit if you get the song.
All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Roger's not missed
I've
a question
not
today,
missed
Justin.
Two, I've not only one. Missed two things
it's on
today.
Fire.
Jack and Squat.
Also, we mentioned earlier in the show, for those, because we followed it yesterday, Hayden, Roger, Panettiere.
Hayden Fry.
Hayden Panettiere.
Hayden
Panettiere.
Palomonero.
So apparently she was, they did the autopsy, and she did die of an overdose, 36 years old.
Did they say of what or not?
It didn't say, it just said there was Narcan there, so she sort of knew.
That was crazy, man.
Yeah.
I met her in Nashville years ago.
Oh, did you? Oh, she was doing Nashville. Yeah. She was doing that movie. I mean, the TV show.
I think that was about the time. Yeah.
Well, the guy that she was hooking up with, her boyfriend, is the biggest goofball. And, Chris, did you ever find that clip?
No.
Are you talking about Klitschko?
No. That's who she had the baby through him.
She was married to him.
Yeah, kid's 11 years old. But the guy that she's with now is such
a
goofball.
Was it 11 or 7?
I thought they said. I could be wrong.
I thought so too.
I could be wrong.
Then I heard 7.
Were you talking about the guy she was dating? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the guy that she was dating that apparently.
Was he famous or something?
No, he wasn't. They interviewed him and he's.
Was he like a Kay Fetterman?
Yeah. That sounded like the biggest.
Somebody that you would not
even
think.
The way he was talking about her just. You know, God,
is this after her death?
I presume it was because.
I missed it.
He was just callous and just you could barely understand him. And
wow.
What's the girl who I told you did the from Fox who did
Megyn Kelly?
So Megyn Kelly had it on there, and she was saying, "Could you imagine being a parent and knowing that's the guy that's seeing your daughter?" And I think that would be you obviously you have a daughter, Roger,
yes.
and Justin, you've got obviously three girls that are dating on the.
She was on the verge of dating a guy that I did.
Yeah,
not
you.
Like.
I remember you didn't like him, and would you tell him to move on?
I said, go ahead and move.
I like that because isn't that the worst thing ever to be a dad and. You've got a really good one that's dating Ella, Justin. So that's a good. But can you imagine having a daughter that's dating a loser and you're trying not to. You know, because if you push too hard, you know, they.
Well, I'm not saying the dude was a loser. I don't want to say that.
Well, you didn't think he was a good fit.
Yeah, I didn't like him. No. I didn't think he was a good fit for my daughter. I wanted my daughter to marry somebody a little bit more athletic.
What did you do? Did you step in?
I said, hey, here's the deal. Here's $5. I want you to. But
what does if you push? Don't
hit the bricks, pal.
If you're a dad or a mom and you push too hard, a lot of times your kids will go. Oh no, you know now if you're not going to tell me what I can do, then I'm really going to do it. But that's got to be the worst nightmare for a parent to have a kid who's running around with the wrong people, wrong crowd, or dating.
She's an adult though.
I know.
Well, 37-year-old woman.
Yeah.
And I still wouldn't like it.
What did you not like about the guy?
Oh, no. Listen, I didn't like anybody dating my daughter at the time, so it really
there was something.
Really
there was something
matter.
That bothered you.
He's kind of Weasley looking, but...
Whoa!
I didn't like
now,
it.
Listen, that know. Scene...
But that's okay. I mean, I was called that, too, by no one.
The scene in Bad Boys...
Weasley looking.
The scene in Bad Boys where the kid comes... Oh, my gosh. The greatest without...
Could be.
Oh, my gosh.
Could be the greatest conversation... The confrontation with a... A kid dating your daughter.
It's so good because Will Smith comes up from behind and they just cussing. Oh my god!
You know what? And the cool part is they bring that kid back in the latest one. You know, the married got kids.
He helps out.
He's a cop or something like that. Yeah.
Yesterday, got the news, Justin, that Caleb Wooden is back for a fifth year. Again, part of me is like, I guess that's good. I don't, he was on Justin's show last year. With Christian, with you, and he was a nice kid.
Yeah, he's a nice kid,
but they were pretty bad last year, and I guess it does bring an experienced guy back, and I don't know if he would step in to immediately start. You know, I know they've got some other. Yeah, go ahead, Christian.
He always said the right things.
Yeah, he did say the right things, but the tough part is what you would see on Saturday would not always translate with what he would say, and he's just doing the best he can. But part of me was like, I don't know if. Is that a good thing that we're celebrating? I hate to say that, but it is what it is.
Well, it's a depth pizza.
That is true. That is true. I was asking Justin Roger if he was going to get a chance to go up and see any games. You know, we start the coverage. By the way, I got to give a thank you for this guy. Where's it at here? One of our listeners. It was very nice and says here it is. It says from the 870. Baz, looking forward to your away game stuff this year. Continue to take us to one of the best restaurants at each stop. That's good social media. And give the patrons a hog call on your way out, especially in Utah. Yeah, you know, Shep and I are going to be doing that again, thanks to Oaklawn, who also sponsors our studio here.
I want to make Justin, a few games this year.
Yeah, are you?
I do. I really want to.
Well,
I
you got a reason to go
I
up there.
Take
yeah.
I want to see my... Well, and it should be easy. I want to take a couple of my grandkids.
Yeah. Well, the Roger, so think about this. So the places that I would be going to on Thursday, that means I'd be doing the show from Friday on location. Utah, Provo, right? Or is that BYU? Wait a minute. What? Salt Lake City. I'm sorry. Salt Lake City for Utah. I'll be by, let's see, I'll be in Nashville for, we'll go by and see John Daly. I think,
does Daly have a place in Nashville?
Yeah, he's got a bar restaurant.
Yes. No, I mean,
I think he's got a home.
No,
he doesn't?
I don't think he's got a home.
Well, where does he stay?
I think he's
in the streets.
I think he's,
damn it.
Yeah, I don't think he's got a place there anymore. Tyler Kench.
When he said Nashville again earlier, I was curious.
I thought he had a place.
I think he used to have one in Memphis. And then Roger from there, where is he? I'm going to Auburn. And of course, Trey Schaap would be with me. Auburn's a great college town. I really like that. I don't like losing in Auburn. And then we got to go back to Texas again. Talk about weird scheduling, Justin. We got to go back. Texas is really good this year, and they were pretty darn good last year. We got to go to their place again.
Did we go there? We went there last.
Yeah.
Why would we have to go two years in a row?
It's a weird scheduling quirk somehow.
Thanks, Greg. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird how also like the first year of 9 conference games we get Georgia.
It's just odd.
If weird, I'm not even gonna get on my soapbox.
You know what, Roger? When I hear weird, you know what I think of?
It's weird.
Please.
And then what? There's one
so
more.
Weird.
Oh, College Station, right? Is that the other one we're on?
Cottage Station.
How about that? We haven't played them. Oh no, I take that back. COVID year, we played them at College Station. No more of the Jerry's World stuff.
Yeah.
We're back at that place. So those are the ones I get to go on. LSU, we're at home, right? Missouri, we're at home.
No Little Rock game.
But anyway, that's looking
forward. But again, I hope to be able to accept the hospitality of some of my friends that have tickets to ball games this year.
Yeah, I'm curious. By the way, too, tickets are available to Coach Silverfield. Love to have a good crowd next Monday for the Touchdown Club. What do you think the turnout will be for that first game? It's North Alabama. Now, Georgia, you would expect to sell out, right? Even though it's at 11 o'clock.
What's capacity?
72, 73.
I think the answer to that question probably is determined by the outcome of the Utah game.
True. Yeah, that's true.
The first game, I think they'll say that.
There's
60 was there.
Yeah, I must say, I don't think it'll be a sellout. It's not a well-known opponent.
They'll say that 60's there.
Justin. There is value. There is attraction to going to see a premier program. That's
first game.
That's up for a national championship. I mean, they got 8 returning starters on defense. They're returning quarterback. I mean, they're really good. So sometimes
playing devil's advocate, I would argue that if you want to spend the time, effort, money, et cetera, to go see a game, you want to go see one and win.
That's true. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with that. You like to think we'd be competitive with them, but you're right. The odds are that's going to be, they're really good.
I wonder
good.
What the line for that game will be.
I would think off the top of my head, it depends on, the first two games, but I would say.
Since it's at home, it's 17.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. 17 to 21. Yeah, that's
like more than likely we will lose by 2 touchdowns plus against Georgia.
Yeah,
that's a very accurate
statement. Boys, we have the toughest schedule in the country.
You know what's crazy? In a day and age where you see a lot of movement, the problem at a place like Georgia, they don't go anywhere because. They're at the best place.
The top dog.
That's where you want to be, and you're getting paid, and that's why they've got 8 returning starters, and I think all of them are going to be drafted.
How many wins are you going to get right now? Go.
Oh, defense.
How many wins?
That's just defense. 8.
They're going to be favored one game all year 3. Long. How many
2.
Wins?
2. Tulsa, North Alabama.
2 wins. 2. Yeah. That's it.
I think they surprise somebody and get a win somewhere.
South Carolina, Tennessee.
I mean, those are the suspects.
Vandy?
Missouri, potentially.
Vandy?
Yeah, Vandy.
I think they'll end up being favored in 1 or 2 more.
Okay.
Wow.
I personally think so.
Okay.
Oh, that's personal.
I hope you're right.
I like your personal.
I hope you're right, buddy.
You're more knowledgeable
I'm just saying, do we have Vandy at home?
No, on the road. That's why I'm going on the road for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, matter of fact, Justin.
Oh, you just said that.
Yeah, you can tell me.
I got a 5-star quarterback now. So.
He's a freshman, though, right?
Yeah.
You can tell me what I need to do. Where I need to go.
In Nashville?
Yep.
Oh, man, it's a different
name.
No, he's talking about for those swingers there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, they did.
Yeah, just have your keys in your pocket.
Justin,
throw them in a bowl.
They did. They did have a place.
I know that? I read it.
Justin, what? They did have they had a place in Nashville. If you Google Christian, they had a swinging joint in Nashville, like a public place that you knew that it was a swinging facility.
They have like a pineapple upside down.
No, it was clear. It was clear what the business, and they said it.
These are for swingers.
It was a nightclub.
It was clear what business they were in.
Yeah, I think they
monkey.
The way they phrased it and whatever.
Monkey business. Monkey, that was the
I got it. Oh, I got it.
Very nice.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Listen, let's go ahead and take the break. We'll come back. We'll do graffiti. We're still going to do Family Feud.
We got the feud.
We got a great charity coming up to tell us what they're up to helping kids. So we don't want you to go away. Come on, graffiti. Bring it.
The scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving, and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen. That ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around.
Catch the Buzz's Ticker on our social media platform, presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters, luxurypoolarkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in NBA news, the Buss family sold the remaining 17.8% stake in the Lakers, which gives the Josh Kushner and Bob Iger group around 83% ownership of the team. However, Jeannie Buss opposes the sale and plans to fight back legally. The Buss family had owned the Lakers from 1979 until last year when they sold to Mark Walton. This deal would completely end the Buss family's involvement with the Lakers. In Major League Baseball, the Rays got their American League best 75th win by beating the Orioles 7-6, while the Cubs beat their neighbors to the south, White Sox 7-5 in 10 innings. Pete Crow Armstrong hit his first career walk-off home run to get them the win. And the Arkansas Travelers return to Dickey Stevens Park tonight for their home series against the Springfield Cardinals. First pitch is set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5, your choice, sushi rolls, and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Happy Tuesday. It's going to be a hot one with a high of 101 here in Little Rock. Heat index values well over 105. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm too. Tonight, mostly clear at the low of 78. Tomorrow, a high of 105. Hit that. Tie the record set in 1962. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com. Or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
60-40. What does that mean to you? Well, if you're shopping at Lazy Boy of Little Rock, it means 40% off everything in the store. For every $100, you only spend 60. You work hard for your money. Now make your money go farther with Lazy Boy of Little Rock's Labor Day sale. 40% off across the store. Upstairs, downstairs. Recliners, sofas, sectionals, tables, floor coverings, and accessories. 40% off at Lazy Boy of Little Rock's Labor Day sale. 1,000 in South Shackleford Road. Long live the lazy.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
lines are lit up, Raji Dodgy. Morning Mayhem fully assembled. Justin Moore holding down the fort out in Poen. Roger's holding down the board in the Oakland studio. Christian Weaver producing. No 53 over here.
And you're holding down the number one show in Central Arkansas, my friend. Morning Mayhem!
Funny,
David Basil, everybody.
Justin has the less hair he's ever had in a long time. You have the most hair you've ever had.
In a long time.
In a long time.
In a long time.
All right. Wow. We have got a board full of great names. I see a Juracek. I see a Silverfield. Let's roll.
Two owners of Club D's. Love it. Love it. Let's go right to the phones. Ron in Pine Bluff. Hello.
We didn't play.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, hold on.
Ahead of yourself.
I sure did. Moved up. I had it right here, dadgummit. So excited.
It's time for graffiti. Graffiti is brought to you by Fence Brokers. Fence Brokers going the extra mile. Now you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
Set my mama, mama. Let's go to the phone. Ron in Pine Bluff. He's gone. He said, Ron, you got to call back, dude. Sorry. Let's go. It's two owners of Club D's.
Hey, David. We're really excited about coming October 12th and talking to y'all guys at the Touchdown Club. We'll see you then.
That's the mystery guest. There it is. Club D's.
That's two people, you said.
That is.
All right, hello. How are you, Chet?
I'm not coming to the Touchdown Club because David Basil pushed me down in the dirt and spit on me.
Oh, not true. Now stop it.
Not true.
But you will be there, won't you, Coach Silverfield?
Well, Ryan, good morning.
Tomato. We need Alex Tejada.
I like it. I like it.
We hadn't heard much about field goals up there. I think they had.
I haven't heard anything.
I think 50% the other day. I heard.
Is that a problem? Clint Sterner, what's up, Sterner?
Oh no, we had a really good freshman last year.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
His name was Starzik, right?
Yeah. I forgot.
Is he still
about
there?
Him.
I think so.
You got to punch it up, Raj. 661-1037. Come on, Raj.
Fellas.
Hey, Clint. What's up,
fellas? It may be too hot for golf, but your problem is it's too cold at home, Chestnut. Hell, Keith, turns out your old lady is always down for some stroke play if you weren't so bad at putting on her short grass.
Wow.
That's low T, Corn Fairy. TRT can get you back to golfing your ball and swinging more like Daly and less like Dorf, Hog Boss.
Oh, my God. My man.
Hey! Did you catch the Chestnut reference, Rod?
I did. I sure did. Lightsaber guy.
Pew, 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 pew.
Patrick Swayze, hello.
She's like the wind through my tree. She riding next to me.
Wow. Patrick Swayze from the grave.
Yes, it is.
661-1037 if you want to make a comment. As anybody, you can call this segment and be anybody you want to be.
You can be.
Ron from Pine Bluff.
Okay, let's try this again. Lock and load. Go Hogs. Woo Pig Suey. And thank you for being my therapy.
Yeah, what did he say the other day that sort of blew us all away? By the way, somebody says Stars at Justin is at LSU now. Is that right?
We can't have anything.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Is that really? Is that accurate?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Surprise me.
Terry Bradshaw on the phone. What's up, TB?
Morning, fellas. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see.
Very nice. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Ethan Riggs.
Bats, balls, I mean, sports are crazy.
What's that? Do we know? You know what that is? What was it? Sticks. What was it we learned today? Sticks and balls.
Sticks and balls.
661-1037 is the number.
Who's this?
Thanks to Fish Brokers and Chris Walker. Good morning. Go ahead, caller.
Who is this?
Hello. Yes. To all you Razorback fans, I'll tell you like Morgan Freeman said in Shawshank Redemption, hope is a dangerous thing.
It is a dangerous thing, my friend. Being a Cowboy fan and a Razorback fan, it's the greatest time of the year. They are both undefeated.
Oh, what? He's talking to somebody. I'm not sure.
Hello, who's this?
Razorback fan.
Hey, Razorback fan, you're on.
Don't worry, Justin. The Razorbacks have made me an alcoholic, too.
Fair enough.
We know what you're joking. We know
it's
what the
funny because it's true.
The trigger. We know what the trigger is.
It's
0-4 start.
Hell yeah, you sang about it, boy. Uh-oh, who's this? There's no troublemaker Stan there talking bad about us. Go ahead, Stan.
I mean, you got to punch him out of the garage.
You don't need no statue. Hunter doesn't need no statue.
Hunter doesn't need no statue.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, listen, we're petering out here. What's going on? That's a terrible start on my part.
Okay, we lost our kicker from last year. Now we have the transfer from the Vols. Oh, we got the Tennessee kicker. That's what it
did
is.
Did we...
Trey Shapps on the phone. What's up, Shapps?
Hey, Trey.
Hey, Roger. I really like the way you uke your Laylee.
He likes the way you
uke my Laylee.
That doesn't even sound like Trey Shapps.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
I thought we were going AI Trey Shapps there.
Oh, Roger Scott's on the phone. Go ahead, me.
Roger.
Well, sorry. I can't hear you.
Whoa!
You penis.
Wow. Hello, Ernest T. Silverfield. What?
Ernest T. Silverfield, okay.
Ernest T. Silverfield.
David, I think I'm all in. How about you?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Very nice, yeah.
That's pretty good. Hey, it's the fourth quarter, Colin. What's up? Very good. Let's go to the phones.
Hey, Jude.
Justin Moore's calling. Hey, what's up, Jay Burke?
What's up?
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. Strength and honor. Here's our buddy. You know what I saw? Tom Cotton, Fitz Hill, Shane Broadway, the governor of the state of Arkansas, speaking at Bucky's, but not my buddy R.J. Hawk, and that upsets me more. R.J., what do you have to say?
Hey, guys, my wife is a perfect match to give me a kidney. It's going down tomorrow.
What now?
I have no idea what you said, Hawkey.
His wife is a perfect match to give him a kidney?
I don't know what
that's
that
what
means.
He said.
Is that right?
I don't either.
I don't know how you got that. Hey, it's James. What's up, James?
Yeah, I was in a AA meeting in Benton last week, and a guy walked in, says his name and says he's from Poland, Arkansas, and identifies himself as an alcoholic. I just wanted to relate that there was more than one in Poland, Arkansas now.
Well, listen, you're not supposed that's not the way that works.
Okay. It's anonymous.
Yeah, you don't do that. You're not supposed to. You don't when you go to those meetings, you're not supposed to say anything about them.
I think we're losing steam.
You don't want to talk about anybody there.
You hear what he said? Christian's right. We're losing steam here. Let's go, Ernest D. Bowles.
Come on, Ernest.
GLP-3, GLP-2, GLP-1.
What in the world was that?
Justin, do you know what that is?
I know what GLP-1s are.
No, I do not.
Okay. Hello, Roger Scott again.
I love soup.
I love soup?
I think we've lost it.
Yeah, I think we've lost it.
I don't know that the train got out the station this morning.
Hello, who's this?
We had a few good ones.
Look at the phone lines lighting
up. Rhonda Rose on our little thing over there says Kroger's has chomps. Okay, thank you. Hello, what's your name?
Chomps.
What's your name, Colin?
Hello?
What's your name, Colin?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
This Hunter Yurchek.
All right, Hunter, go ahead. Hey, you're on.
Bass.
Yes.
Bass. Yeah. Well, we don't all have the funds, but we have Sweet Caroline.
Okay, we're getting a lot of in-game music.
Yes. Trey Shapp, everybody. Hey, Trey.
Got to punch him out.
Dadgummit. Yeah. Trey.
Golf your ball.
Very nice.
Hey,
oh, wow.
Where's this guy?
Justin Akery calling.
Hey, Justin.
What's up, Akery?
Hey, what's going on? I just want to say, Roger's got all this beautiful new hair. At the end of this season, he's going to have it all pulled down and be back on the wagon again.
I recognize that voice.
No, I do recognize it.
It's Rick from East Arkansas. That's Rick from East Arkansas.
No, that's our a buddy who was going to take the birds for Bradshaw, drives the truck.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah.
Whatever happened. Hey, it's Johnny Neighbors. Hey, John, saw you at the Touchdown Club announcement last week. Looking good.
Hey, guys. Yes, it is John Neighbors. And Acri called me on his vacation the other day, and he said that I had to come to the Touchdown Club meeting because that's the only way I would ever get my name on this station again. What does that mean?
No, it's not true. That's it's not good. True.
By the way, Harley was who that was, if you didn't remember. Harley.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. I don't know. Oh, there's a wow. Harley I know, but I don't know Ernest Flippo. Hey!
Look, you called out the lady governor yesterday.
You know what? But I also said this. I want everybody to know. I don't want to get her upset with me and her start digging into my books and see if my name's in the files. Hello, lady governor.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, cha-ching. I got all my rich friends and myself, free schooling for our kids, and I got to go to Ireland, get to go to Super Bowl. Thank you, taxpayers. Cha-ching.
it's a good gig. It's a pretty good gig. I wouldn't mind having it. Yeah. Justin Acri's back on the phone. What did we miss, dude?
Hey, I love whiskey with my soup.
what's
I don't know.
All right, well, thanks to Fitch Brokers and... appreciate
that. Thank you, Chris Walker.
Chris Walker. By the way, I saw Fitch Broker the other day, the sign. I actually saw this on the highway where they're
Yeah, it's over there. Between,
it's only been there for 100 years.
I never pay attention.
So we're there like at Alexander Bryant area.
What are you doing while you're driving? Get off your phone.
Eyes on the road.
Get off your phone.
On the road.
You stop texting.
Michael Marion just
texted. Your tan's still looking good.
Michael Marion said,
hey, Michael.
Sorry you don't have your automatic win against Mississippi State this year. Wait, we won last year. Never mind. There you go, Michael. Yeah, we lost. Was that the game that was 10-7? Was that 2 years ago? I get it mixed
I think
up.
That was a couple years ago.
We haven't beat them ever.
Remember that?
I remember.
We haven't beat hardly anybody lately.
Didn't we lose 7-6 to them?
Because the toughest schedule in the world.
Well, we lost last year to them, right?
Right? I have to look it up.
I think it was a low-scoring game last year, wasn't it?
Listen, dude. I'm having such
Call my me dude again.
I'm calling you dude, bro. Because look here. Because right here, there's a little pain right there, a little discomfort. But other than that, I'm telling you, I love WebMD.
38-35 last year.
Okay.
Mississippi State.
38
oh, was what happened in that game? There was something that happened. Oh, we had 18 penalties. That's it. Remember we brought the...
That game?
Yeah, we brought it with the commissioner because he was coming to speak. Remember the next Monday and I had said... Mm-hmm. I asked him, I said, he knew it was coming. You know, they had 4 penalties and we had 18. It's like, listen, I know some of those are legit penalties, but 18? And he goes, yeah, he said, I got that alert and immediately... That's a concern when you see that.
And then what did he do? Absolutely nothing.
That was the game where we were up 35-21 in the fourth quarter, and then they scored like 17 unanswered.
I think I remember that. Holy cow.
Thank you, everybody, for that. You know what? That was not bad. That was probably one
it
of
was
the best.
Terrible.
It started out strong.
No, I thought it was pretty
middle
good.
Middle part was pretty
poor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, listen, and we're expecting in the next couple of weeks to be a full tilt boogie. Because it's going to be the season.
I love the guy that Roger. Go to Roger, and there's nothing there. Huh? Yeah, our listeners are so good at being able to. What was the other one? Oh, is anybody there? Did you get that one today? We have. Did you ever find that clip? Did you find that, Christian?
What am I looking for?
The one where Roger goes. She has to repeat it 3 times, and I have to repeat it.
I think
Mel
so.
Spirit.
The ghost.
Yeah. Yes. I found that one.
You did? Let's hear that if you found it.
Let me look for it.
And then you have a different one, Roger, where he goes, anybody there? That was the one we did over at the...
Don't get all serious on me, Jack.
Yeah, that's the difference. You have two of them.
Yeah, I got is two anybody, of them. I do got two is of them. Anybody, I like to put them right on your face.
I'll never forget. The ghost hunter said... Roger, would you like to go ahead and call the spirits?
You know, I'm not going to have you mock my ghost hunting friend.
And Roger, you went, I'm not... Roger,
you know what? You know what? You know what? You know what? Here's the deal. I may have a case of Tourette's and start shouting out who you got coming. Who you have coming to the Touchdown Club.
Mass with the male ghosts. Mass with the male spirits. Mass with the male spirits here. He's trying to...
I can't hear you.
Male spirit. Ask if he's here.
Huh?
There's a male spirit
is there
here.
A male spirit? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, come on.
Is there a male spirit here?
I can't stand either one of you, any of you. Justin,
yes,
you,
come on.
All of you blow. Yeah, exactly. You're scared.
Hey, I've been taken up.
No, you have not. You're on this side over here. Tell him to stop it.
That is so funny because, as you know, we're trying to be in the moment.
Yeah,
Justin,
and you scared him away.
It's like, you know what? If he says, huh, one more time, I'm going to pull my hair out.
I'm telling you right now, had you been in the movie with Demi Moore, Patrick Swayze would have never come back because you would have scared him.
Yeah, is that the most romantic scene ever in a movie?
Where they're making the pottery?
Making the potted plant?
No, I've seen a few more.
The potted plant.
The potted plant.
Making the
pottery.
Yeah. No, they got the clay and they're shaping it.
You've seen that, right, Justin?
Yeah.
It's not the
Have you ever done that with Kate?
Lord, no.
You don't have a potter's wheel? Doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
I bet you
that's
have
cool.
one, don't you, freaky?
That's cool.
You got a potter's
I
wheel?
I don't, but I should.
You should. You need to check your potter's wheel band.
All right, don't go away. It's 8:46. Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Hello, this is Justin Acri. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
One of rock's legendary voices, the original voice of Foreigner, Lou Gramm. The Release Tour, Friday, August 28th, Sarasun Casino Event Center, with special guest, John Waite. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss the original voice of Foreigner, Lou Gramm. New album, out now. Produced by Sarasun Casino Resort.
Hey folks, it's Chris Zender, General Manager of Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Listen, we know times are tight, so we're working real hard to find affordability for you Buzz listeners. Check this out. Grand Cherokee starting at $33,997. Ram trucks up to $18,000 off. That's a 2026 model with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. We have Jeep Wranglers, the ultimate summer vehicle, up to $8,000 off. And the gasoline chargers up to $7,000 off. Want to save at the pump? The new Jeep Cherokee gets an incredible 38 miles per gallon. Browse it all right now at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved fast at FletcherCredit.com or come see us today in Sherwood. We're at 5922 Warden Road. Thank you.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans backed by the team J.D. Power ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years.
See Shelter agents Richard Yeager, Jay Van Dover, or Steve Ferguson in Little Rock today.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
It's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday with Morning Mayhem for Check-In with Chuck, brought to you by McLarty Mazda Volkswagen in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda Volkswagen has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com or McLartyVolkswagen.com.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Ah, this, De Niro. Cook, right?
Oh, yeah.
De Niro.
This was a good...
I met a lady in Mississippi.
Justin liked this song, remember?
I was just fooling around.
Yeah.
By the way I walk and the way I talk, she knew I wasn't from that town. She asked me where I was from, and I said Arkansas. She might have seen our state on the U.S. map, but she wasn't familiar at all. Her eyes got booked like a deer in the light, and I got so confused. I looked that lady right in her eyes and said, lady, what's wrong with you? She said, do they have cowgirls? And do they eat collard greens?
What did he tell us when he was up here?
Did you say I like this song?
Yeah, this was the song when it came out.
You
no.
Said,
no, it was the other one.
It was the other one?
No, no, no.
Okay,
no,
it's the other one. Yeah, I knew no, it was one. One of the two you did, Justin. You loved
who is it? Who is this?
You said it was a hit. You actually said the other one was.
No, no, it wasn't this song.
No, it was. No, what's it was the other one? Yeah, you really liked the other one. I can't remember. I just knew that he had two. He entered both of them in the back to back. What is that other one?
I can't find it.
What's
the name of it?
I was inspired, Justin, to we were playing some of our clips, you know, of these songs that we get. Mm-hmm. And some of them were fun and good, and some of them were campy. But it was
Sue it.
Oh, this is good. Have you heard this one, Justin?
I don't know.
Listen. I was east of Texarkana to the north of Louisiana when I pulled into a rope to fame. I just get a little bite in the middle of the
come
night
on, Gary.
And the jukebox started to play. Johnny Cash started cranking, so the joint went to shaking, and the people all began to sway. They got that
whoopick fever,
and they wouldn't let me get away. They got that
whoopick fever,
the fever is going around. They got that
whoopick fever,
I think that they're coming down with that
whoopick fever.
The joint is beginning to swell with that
whoopick fever,
and I don't think they won't get well.
Then we got complaints the other day.
Because it's a Saturday.
Yeah, Justin, one of our listeners didn't like this. Like, heck, you not like Kathy. Come on.
It's a parking lot day. Because we get to watch the Hogs play. That's why we cheer.
Yeah, right. Oh.
Yeah, there's guys saying, you got to turn that off, man. Like, come on, man. It's 30 seconds.
When the weekend comes and the game draws near, I get out all of my Razorback gear. I put on my Hog hat that covers my ears. Thank God I'm a Razorback.
I mean, gold.
All right. Was that recorded in like the 60s?
Oh my! Here we go. Listen to this. This was number one in the United States of America.
I love this so good.
In 1948.
48. What?
Oh, that's the Woody Woodpecker song.
This goes to show,
yeah, man,
how bad music.
Come on.
Yeah, wow. He's a pecker.
Not that there wasn't good music.
And then 5 years ago, from Woody Woodpecker to 5 years ago, this was number one.
Jack Harlow.
Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that like Stockton. Just joshing. I'm spending this
music
holiday
is changing. Music is changing.
Changed a little.
Bit
changed a little.
Who's talking in between? Or is that the same?
I think it's the same.
No, I'm being serious.
I think it's a combination.
Give me that tempo.
Oh.
Yes. 661-1037. Somebody says Woo-Pick Fever by Trey Reed is incredible. Did Trey
I don't
Reed
know that. No, no, no. I don't know Trey Reed singing a Woo-Pick Fever song. I wish I did. I'd buy his entire album.
Let's see here. Somebody said Justin's being a blank about people's songs.
What are you being a blank about, Justin?
Do what? what are they even referencing?
I think because you said, that, you know, that's not it. I didn't like that one.
Well, no, that was not the song.
Yeah, it was not.
It was his other one.
I didn't say a word about the song y'all were playing. I just said, no, that's not it.
True that.
Someone said, good graffiti.
And let's be honest, guys. Like, whoever topped that, like, do you really think these songs are legitimately good?
Whoa. You guys doing real good till this thing, Justin.
Yeah. That's on your side that you started slamming our listeners.
The two of you are just bold-faced lying.
What?
Right now,
don't you
ahead.
Know what? You better back off.
I say. You are out your damn mind, sir.
Okay. All right.
I don't think you know what I think.
Somebody says here, I enjoy dark, edgy humor a lot, but the idiots calling in with the alcoholic crap aimed at Justin is uncalled for.
That's true.
He's owned it and doing his best. No need for that garbage.
He can have it.
I think Justin can have it.
I
think Justin has a great...
I mean, it is in poor taste, but what are you going to do? No, I mean, it really is. Whatever.
Somebody says, I don't care. Can we play the clip of Roger's father-in-law? See, the people love
him. He's dead.
You know which one we're talking about, right, Justin?
By his own hand.
Oh, my gosh. It's just, Justin goes right to the catchphrase.
See, you know what?
I just said he's dead, right? Yeah. We can't talk to him.
Not all of them.
Let's see. After this graffiti season, there are many emotions. I feel nervous, confused, really scared a little even. There's really no way I could recap it better than this, please.
There's a lot of it.
Listen. I pooped my pants a little bit during it.
Mark the Logs. Weekly. Someone says here, Mark the Logs, worst graffiti of all time.
Oh, we've had worse.
I thought it was pretty bad. I was in the minority.
Listen, your opinion is your opinion.
A lot of calls.
Your opinion is saying it was weak. His opinion saying it was one thing or another. All of those are legitimate. The one I will disagree with is saying it's the worst of all time.
Yeah, we've had much worse.
Oh, my God.
I've been here.
Somebody says that guy that took a shot at Justin A. should be pistol whipped. Please mark his number and exclude him from participating going forward.
No, it doesn't bother me.
Let's see here. Guys, my ex-wife was listening earlier to see what I listened to, and she heard the mail catalog question, and she immediately called me and said, I thought you listened to a sports talk show, not a Dr. Ruth station. You know what? Everybody needs a little Dr. Ruth.
I've been on for 5 years. We've never talked sports on this show.
Listen, we chopped it up good on Dave Van Horn.
Sounds
today.
Like to me, you've got a girlfriend problem,
must
be
before I got on.
And the quarterback. We got your opinion on the quarterback, Justin. Caleb Wooden.
We talked to Rick Schaefer about Roberto Clemente. Once again, for that caller, I think your girlfriend is a little bit of an issue.
Said ex-wife, right?
Yeah, we need to find out. Did the kicker? Did our kicker really go to LSU? Did we lose?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Wow!
It was Scott Sarzik, right?
That was his name. Yep.
Yeah, that's just wonderful. That's not about you, Justin. That's just wonderful.
We got the feud coming up.
He's at LSU. Kiffin, please go away.
What's it, Roger?
I said we got the feud coming up. We got
some special guests coming up.
We got some guests and feud.
Don't go away.
What was Justin wearing?
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine.